Welcome to this week's edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine, which we call TMM. It's July the 21st, 4 days out from the next official cash rate announcement. In this broadcast, I will update you on the latest home loan rate changes, and also two things which happened during the week which made me think that banks are starting to make some really positive changes. One of these is around cash contributions, and the other is around how we get treated as customers. But before we move on to that, the key changes this week were led by HSBC, which has rolled out market-leading pricing on its 1, 2, and 3-year fixed rates. All of these terms have been priced at 5.85%, which is well below other banks. HSBC offers these rates to its premium customers. To be a premium customer, you have to either have borrowed $500,000 with them or have $100,000 of investments and savings with HSBC. While its new rates are eye-catching, it's another set of changes that are most exciting. Glenn Tonks, who heads up the bank's retail banking operations, told me that HSBC has done away with sales targets for its relationship managers. Rather, they're taking what I would call more of an advice-based model to how they operate. Its relationship managers are interested in understanding your own personal economy. Yes, it's a great bank phrase and it's a new one to me. But what it is that relationship managers are now more interested in each customer's own personal circumstances and goals and how they can help you achieve them. It's not just flogging product like other banks do. I applaud HSBC for their stance. The other key rate changes during the week were we saw TSB copying as big bank peers and hiking a couple short-term rates while loans lowering some of the longer ones. Meanwhile, ANZ has swapped its point of attack and moved its special from the 3-year fixed rate to 2 years. Last week I made it clear I don't like cash contributions as they're sending the wrong message to borrowers and they're fueling a culture of churning. You just have to talk to mortgage brokers about how people are making decisions on where they take their business based on how much cash the bank will give them. From July the 1st, Westpac is making anyone who takes a cash contribution, which at the moment is $3,000, it's going to make them sign in an acknowledgement form. And that form says that if the customer leaves the bank within 2 years, they will have to pay back that cash to the bank. Good on them, I say. That's a positive change and it will make people think more seriously about where they borrow their money from. I understand ANZ may do something similar, but it's not as formal as what Westpac is planning to do. And to wrap up this broadcast, a quick comment on the cash rate. Despite some poor economic data and signs that the New Zealand economy is coming off the top of a growth spur, the RB, or the Reserve Bank, will raise the cash rate on Thursday. It'll go up 25 basis points, or 0.25%, and floating rates will follow. If recent changes are anything to go by, expect ANZ to be first out of the block. Everyone else will follow, though. After this increase, it looks more and more likely that the Reserve Bank will play a waiting game until the end of the year before starting its next round of hikes. Those will come, and probably in another 100 basis point, 1% burst, but they won't start to either December this year or early next year. What is going to be really interesting on Thursday is how the Reserve Bank gets its message out that it wants to get the cash rate back to neutral while at the same time taking a pause and waiting to see what happens with the economy. We'll update you on that in next week's broadcast. Till then, have a great week.